Recently, we heard Jesus ask his disciples, "Who do you say I am?" Who do you say I am? And today, Jesus is asking another question. And the way the question was phrased is that he asked his disciples what they were talking about on their way. And so we see ourselves, we are on a journey. We're on this path. And really, what Jesus wants to know, what is it that consumes us as we go along this path? What is that that is uppermost in our minds? What is the thing that we think about the most? What is it that we talk about the most? And by asking questions like that, the bottom line is, who are you? Who are you? And that's a question that we need to be able to answer. Who are you? So we see in the gospel that the disciples of Jesus, somehow they missed what Jesus was talking about. So they may have made statements about who Jesus was, but somehow they didn't get it. In the same way that in a little while we are going to be standing and we're going to be saying, "I believe in one God," and we're going to talk about all these things about Jesus. And talking about those things, we are still consumed with our own self-importance. Because the disciples were arguing among themselves who was the greatest. So they missed the point completely. They missed the point of who Jesus was. They did not realize that in their midst was the greatest one of all. The one who was equal with the Father. The one who humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. They missed that. Although Jesus had just said to them that the Son of Man was going to be killed, but that he would rise again. And with Jesus saying that to them, they were thinking about their own self-importance. And my sisters and brothers, believe it or not, we still have that in our day and time. Right in the church. People who are consumed with their self-importance. And so sometimes when people talk about their faith, they're not seeing their faith as something that connects them with Christ, but rather they're using their faith as a weapon, because they're using their faith to destroy their brothers and sisters. Because they're actually saying, "Look at them, they're not like me." But when we have true faith, and Jesus points this out, he said, "The greatest among you must be your servant, the willing slave of all." That's who the greatest is. If we find ourselves serving our brothers and sisters, then in the eyes of God, we are great. But in our eyes, we are not going to see ourselves as being great, because we're only doing what is expected of us. We're here to serve. We're here to serve. And if anybody does not see himself or herself as a servant, then you're in the wrong church. We are supposed to be servants. That's who Jesus was. He came to serve. And he gave his life as a ransom for the many. Is there anybody for whom you have given your life? But maybe we can think about the persons who should give their lives for us, because we are so important. So who are you? Who are you? Do we do things because we want people to acknowledge us and to point out how great we are? Or do we do things because that is what God expects of us? This is what God has called me to be and to do. And I will serve and serve until death. Who are you? When you stand before God in prayer, who is the person there? Because look at what we'll be doing. We've come to celebrate these sacred mysteries. And we will say to Jesus, Lord, I am not worthy. We're not going to say to him, Lord, I am the greatest. And as a matter of fact, I've always felt that anytime anybody will describe himself or herself in the superlative, that's usually not a good thing. Look at the Blessed Mother. What did she say? I'm the handmaid of the Lord. I'm a servant. And Jesus is the same. And he wants us to be and to do the same. So like Jesus, we're called to serve. Will you serve? Will you serve your brothers and sisters? And notice, with Jesus, we're told that Jesus did not die for us after we had been made good, but we're told while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So he died for the sinful people. So the only sinner that we need to acknowledge is this one. That's why when we come and we pray the Confiteor, we say, through my fault, my own fault, my own most grievous fault. That's how we approach God. So never ever pointing at other people, but pointing at self. And so we approach him today and we say, Lord, we are not worthy. And he will say the word, because he wants us to be healed. He wants us to get it right. And there is hope. Because although the disciples of Jesus made many mistakes along the path, we know that eventually they got it right. They got it right And one of the ways in which we know that they got it right is that they suffered for the sake of Jesus. They all became martyrs except St. John. But it was not for the lack of trying. So, who are you? Are you willing to give your life for Jesus? And if you're willing to give your life for Jesus, then it means you'd be willing to give your life for the most despicable character that you know. And I'm sure you're probably thinking about someone right now. So will you give your life for that person? And until you can say yes, you have it wrong. But when you can say yes, you will be on the right path. You'll be living in imitation of the Son of Man, the one who came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for all.